I guess the other sort of supplemental question is, if you assume that part of the rationale for therapy is to treat distant micrometastatic disease and adjuvant type therapy, was this an adequate adjuvant therapy?
That's a great question. So what evidence do we have that giving more than two cycles of therapy to patients with lung cancer makes a difference in any setting? That's a provocative question, but let's ask ourselves, what is the evidence? So let's start with stage three disease, because that's what we're talking about. The trials that demonstrated that chemotherapy has a role in stage three disease used two cycles of chemotherapy. The original CALGB trial by Dr. Dillman used two cycles of chemo followed by radiation versus radiation. The intergroup trial by Dr. Sauss, which confirmed that finding, also used two cycles of chemotherapy. The RTOG 9410 trial, which established that concurrent chemo radiation was better than sequential, also used only two cycles of therapy. We have our HOG trial, which shows two cycles of chemo radiation is just as good as two cycles followed by three cycles of docetaxel. So I would argue that for stage three disease, there's a lack of evidence that doing more than two cycles has made a difference. We may have a difference, but we have not proven it at this point. But, Neil, I think what's more provocative is let's look at the other settings. If you take stage four disease, for instance, there are a number of trials which have compared less chemotherapy to more chemotherapy, and more chemotherapy doesn't seem to help. Dr. Szczesinski did a trial in which he looked at four cycles of carboplatin versus until progression, showed no difference. Dr. Smith from the UK did a study of three versus six cycles of MVP, no difference. There's a Norwegian study of three cycles versus six cycles of vinorelbine and platinum, no difference in outcome. So in the metastatic setting, we've really failed to show that more than three or four cycles of any particular regimen improves outcomes. Now, let's look at the adjuvant setting. We typically give four cycles of chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting. However, our neoadjuvant trials typically give three cycles of chemotherapy. So keep that in mind, three cycles versus four. The elderly analysis from the NCI Canada-led intergroup trial, this was an adjuvant trial of cisplatin vinorelbine versus observation after surgery. In the elderly group of patients, they got a median of three cycles of chemotherapy, and they had a numerically higher survival advantage with chemo than their younger counterparts who got a median of four cycles of chemotherapy. So whether it's giving three cycles in the neoadjuvant setting or giving three cycles in the adjuvant setting, it doesn't seem that giving more than that, at least in the trials that we have, will make much of a difference. So I don't think it's a stretch to think that with our current drugs, two or three cycles in stage three disease is as good as we get for cure. Now, let's not mistake in the fact that our patients almost certainly got more chemotherapy than just two cycles. They initially got two cycles with radiation, but most of the patients went on to get further chemotherapy at the time of progression. So the question is not if they should get four cycles or six cycles with chemo radiation, because patients get four to six cycles regardless. They're going to have metastatic disease eventually. The question is it safe to give it all at once around chemo radiation? Does that strategy improve outcomes? Are you really curing more patients by doing that? Because if you're not curing more patients by doing that, then delaying that additional chemotherapy until the time of progression may be just as effective. I think our chemotherapy drugs have some benefit, but it's of limited benefit. The survival advantage in the adjuvant setting is modest. It's not dramatic. So if it's a modest advantage in the most curable patients, why would we expect it to be a dramatic advantage in the stage three patients who are unresectable, a much less curable patient population?
So what's the bottom line in terms of right now what you're generally doing in a non-protocol setting?
In a non-protocol setting, I practice evidence-based medicine, and that's I give two cycles of cisplatin etoposide with 60 gray of radiation.